Blog Talk Radio.
Yellow desert screen. My shame relies.
Hey, everybody. Vince in the Bay. I'm on my cell phone. Sorry, I'm running late. I had an engagement this evening. I went to see a concerto, and I'll tell you about that in a little bit. I had a really good time, and I thought I'd be able to get back in time to start at 11:30. My bad. Oh, well. Shouts out to everybody in the chat room. Really appreciate the love early on. This is great. And, I'm going to get on the mic here. It's Free Ball Friday, everybody. Yeah. I hope you're not wearing any underpants, because I'm not either. I'll be right back.
All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
San Francisco, 1978, Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Я письмо достал, Николай Иванович. И опять запрещенное.
Совершенно запрещенное. Белинского Гоголю.
Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо.
Double charges! The fire and the power, you
In your time, it was not a crime. What a crime. In the old time. In the old time. In the old time it was not a crime.
Oh yeah, hey everybody, it's Vince in the Bay, and I'm on the mic now, so hopefully you can hear me, and I really appreciate the love in the chit-chat room, bringing it tonight, good showing, kids, I really appreciate the love, and because of that, because you've been so patient and so, patience is the word, I guess, that comes to mind. You all have been very patient. I really appreciate that. I think I'm settled in. I think I'm ready to go. And I'll start off with a little roll call. How about that? Okie dokie. And taking a look at the chit-chat room, I would like to acknowledge the following for their valiant service to Vince in the Bay. I'm talking about you. Atabize? Atabize? I don't know. Is it possible for you to phonetically spell how to, or spell it phonetically in the chat room? Thank you, I appreciate that. I want to get it right. Calvin Brodus, Carlito from Mexico, Fat Red Dragon, Frank Gabaldo. Good to have you back, Frank Gabaldo. It's been a while, pal. Who else do we have in here? Oh, man, I just came. Because Kishu is in my chat room. Hopefully she'll give me a ring-a-ding later. That'd be fantastical. Matilda Blankets, although I like to think of her as Matilda Blanket and a Pillow, because those damn blankets are so floppy, sister. I could use one for a blanket and the other for a pillow. I salute you and your love blankets. / pillow. What else we got going on here? Metro Retro. Patty Come Home, Peter Gibbons, and Sloppy Swarm. Good times, everybody. Good times. And I appreciate the love. And if you want to join me here, the number 347-826-7667 at Vince in the Bay. I am your audio erotic servant for the next hour and a half now. So feel free to join me, 347-826-7667. And I'm going to, all right, cut the fucking music. All right. One Angry Jew is here. What's up, One Angry Jew?
What, are you channeling Phil Henry tonight?
I'm sorry?
Are you channeling Phil Henry tonight?
I listen to him every night after my show. I actually heard him on the way over here, though. So maybe I am in some way, sure.
Did you? Yeah. So who's your sidekick tonight?
Well, unfortunately, you so far.
No. I'm not a sidekick. But who's in your studio with you, turning on the music and whatnot?
My engineer.
Exactly. Channeling Phil Hendry. You've fallen into the trap.
What?
What is the discussion that you had today with one Deborah Daly?
All right, we'll get to that. All in good time, Jew. All in good time. First, we got to take calls. I got a 111 with the hand up. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Freaking Vince.
Baby.
No Jew tonight. No Jew.
No Jew tonight? You want a Jewless night?
No Jew. I want a Jewless night. Like, he's in trouble with me right now, so he needs to be fucking muted. Please.
All right. What about Deepak
anyway,
Chopra? What about Deep? What do you feel about? How do you feel about Deepak Chopra?
That's cool.
Okay, so maybe we'll have Deepak Chopra on at some point. How are you? How are you doing, darling?
I am good. I'm good. It's been kind of a crazy night, especially you know on BTR.
Really? What did I miss? I was gone. I was at a show. I was at a great show, by the way. I'll tell you about the show.
But
tell me what I missed. Tell me what I missed.
You missed Debbie and all that craziness going on over there. It wasn't really like a lot of craziness. And the end of that other show with who was it? The monk and SRD.
Yeah, Fat Red Dragon.
That was fun. That was fun. I think that guy is probably dead. But I don't know.
The guy that took all the pills? Oh, yeah, I left. And you guys still had like an hour to go with that guy. He must have been fucked up by the time they were done.
He sounded horrible. He sounded like he was getting all like sleepy sounding, and that was one of the bad side effects. And I was like, oh, this is bad. You know, like
dude.
He sounded like he was like going to pass out. It was really weird.
Whoa. I hope he's okay, man. I mean, we were having a lot of fun with him and teasing the shit out of him, but... real talk, I hope he's alive.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, that's not cool. But, like, seriously, like, I mean, he got himself into it, you know.
God, how
I was
fucking,
reading up on that
fucking,
medication because that medication is really bad, like, that type of medication. And he took, like literally, like, four times the lethal dose. I mean, apparently is what he said, so. Yeah, bad.
Crazy. People are nuts. And you know what's crazy, though, is He might just be somebody with a certain type of body chemistry that can withstand that type of aggressive narcotic use. I don't know. Like it's kind of like Charlie Sheen. You know, there might be something to the whole Tiger Blood Adonis gene thing.
Right.
Winning.
No, I have a similar, like, I have a really high tolerance to opiates. My dad, like, he was fucking, like, addicted to heroin and shit. And, I mean, not for a long time, but enough. And my mom, she took a ton of drugs, too. I think, you know, she was, like, fucking, you know, 70s child, blah, blah, blah. But, so I've always had a really high tolerance, but I don't, like, fuck around and, like, you know, take, like, four times a lethal dose of anything. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah.
And he's a young kid, you know, I don't know, it definitely, and those types of medications are not, like, I mean, there's certain medications that you can take, like, you know, high doses of, and it's just going to really fuck you up, but, like, medications like that, like, he could literally, you know, have a heart attack and die, so.
Honestly, most of those medications are designed to not make you overdose. At the 9 times out of 10, you don't have a heart attack. 9 times out of 10, you get your stomach pumped and you get your throat full of charcoal or whatever the fuck they do. It's just you're going to be stuck with a huge doctor bill, and it's just not their way to kill yourself. I'm not trying to give people ideas.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying pills are not going to do it. Pills are just going to put you in the hospital and make them pump your stomach. And it's just going to be a drag for everybody involved.
The ex that I told you about, the 5-year ex.
Yeah.
The reason that I actually ended up kicking him out was he had tried to kill himself, and he took high blood pressure medication. He took bottles of 3 different high blood pressure medications to try to drop his blood pressure, you know, so he would die. And he read some shit online about it, and he took literally 3 bottles. Like each bottle had like 90 pills in it. And he ended up in the hospital and fucking has like $10,000 worth of hospital bills now, but he didn't die, you know? So,
yeah.
I think it's
worse than dying. It's actually worse than dying.
That's what he said.
Let's bring on Fish Tank Shitter, a.k.a. this should be Fat Red Dragon. What's up, Fat Red Dragon? Do we have an update on your compadre?
I got a text a while back there, and he said he was feeling okay, and I told him to go get some sleep. He was headed on his way to do that, so he should be fine.
All right. Fuck, man, that was such not a good idea. I hope I'm never witness to another occasion like that with that guy. I hope that was a one-time thing.
Yeah, well, I don't think he earned himself the job of PA by any means.
Oh, that's right. This guy was trying to be like part of your crew too. This is like, you guys weren't trying. You didn't put him up to this, did you? This wasn't like some initiation tactic that you sick son of a bitches over there at 420 Grindhouse used, is it?
No. It was kind of his own accord, man. We didn't do anything to influence that.
All right.
He just out of nowhere came in a chat and said that he had taken all those pills.
Who did?
Connor, I guess, was his name, right?
No, Connor. All right, let's take a call here. I got a 111. You're on the air.
Yes, hello, Vince. How are you?
Hey, is this the Big Happy Jew?
No, so this is the Deepak Chopra.
This is one of the fake.
Oh, yes, sir. How are you, sir?
No, you're not Deepak Chopra. You're not. In fact, I have the real Deepak Chopra on the line. Let me get him. Do we have to have battle of the Deepak Chopras? Is that what we're asking for here?
I want to
tell you the real Deepak Chopra. All right, I'm going to bring on the other Deepak Chopra. You hang on, Deepak. Let me bring the other Deepak on. Hey, the real Deepak Chopra, you are now unmuted. What's up? Hello? Oh, maybe I don't have him. Never mind. Okay, so we're going to stick with you. You're the only Deepak we have, so I'll go with it. What's up, bro? What's on your mind?
I would not lie to you. I'm the real Deepak. I am ready for world wins. I am ready. I have my rocks here, and I'm going to throw my rocks and sandals at Debbie.
Now, you know, I don't want to get in between one of these psychic battles. I know that you psychics are all really competitive, and I'm not going to endorse one over the other. I enjoy Debbie's work, and I enjoy your work, Deepak, and I don't see why there's any reason why you guys can't both just coexist and, you know.
No. Debbie is not a psychic. She is a phony. Please, Vince, understand me. What I am, I write millions of books, Vince. You read my books. She does not have any books. She is not famous. She is only a fat, lazy bitch. I don't mean to curse, Vince, but she does not do anything good for me. She makes me look like shit.
You know, Deepak, for a psychic, he's supposed to be like an inspirational speaker, too, isn't he?
I think
that was a lot of hate for an inspirational speaker. Like, I don't know if I'd want to go to one of his seminars now. What happened to Tom Vu? Hey, Deepak, do you know what happened to Tom Vu?
Oh, yes, he died.
No shit. Are you serious?
Yes. I would not kid with you, Vince. I am very, very honest. I am a Hindu. Hindus do not lie.
I know. I believe you, Deepak. I know.
It is my religion, Vince. Now, Vince, I want to tell you about Debbie, what she do to me. She deal my all my customers. She tell them that she is going to tell them their future, but she made people even kill themselves, Vince.
Okay, I don't believe you now. All right. I'm going to take another call. I got another 111 here. You're on the air.
Oh, my goodness. I thank you calling my call. This is not Deepak Chopra. This is me. It is me calling you to tell you that the red of light, your chakra can be aligned. I am here to tell you that that man is an imposter, and I want you to hang up on him immediately.
All right. I hung up on both of you fucking assholes. How about that? Oh, I'm sorry, Kishu. Where were we? Oh, I went to the show tonight. It was fucking awesome, dude. That chick, Gabby Lala, can fucking jam on the sitar. Like, she plays it like it's fucking guitar. It's crazy. I don't think it's built to play like that. I don't think it was designed, intended in any way, shape, or form to be, like, jammed on as hard as she jammed on it. It was cool. And she played ukulele, and she was running the ukulele through, like, some distortion crap, and it didn't even sound like a ukulele. It sounded fucking retardedly awesome.
Hey, Vince.
I wish... Yeah.
Can we give the army some orders?
What?
Like some actual like logical orders. These guys need to get stoned. I mean, just chill out just for, you know, a little while.
I don't think these guys smoke weed. Does anybody in the chat room smoke weed?
They need to.
If you do, pass it around. Everybody, do we need a smoke break? Is that what you're saying?
I feel like one, man.
All right, maybe we need to all just kind of chill out. We're gonna do this. Everybody's just gonna take a deep breath. All right. I had a chicken shawarma today. It was delicious.
I had some ribs today that were pretty good.
Hey Keisha, what did you eat today that was good?
I actually cooked roast beef with potatoes and corn, and it was really when I cooked it, like, since this morning, and I just ate it a few hours ago. It was delicious.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Oh, God, yeah, that sounds great. Let's take a call, shall we? 111, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
Me, Jesse.
Hey, Jesse Ventura, the governor.
Yeah, what's going
on?
Hey,
wow, two nights in a row. Fuck yeah,
yeah,
dude. What's up, Jesse?
Yeah, listen, brother. We got less than 3 minutes. But listen, I know.
They're going to trace the call. I get it. Go for it.
Yeah, less than it's now 2.5 minutes. Thanks, Vince.
Oh,
but
my God.
What's going on, Vince, is this bitch Debbie, bro. She's fucking, she's crazy, bro. She's stalking everybody. She's trying to trace everybody. Bro, we gotta fucking get rid of her, bro. All right? This is what we gotta do. We gotta get her off ETR. We gotta get her off, Vince, okay? This is what I'm telling you.
I get off to her all the time. Like, seriously, all I have to do is listen to her show. That used to be my ritual, actually. I used to listen to, full disclosure, FRD, before you guys moved your show back to a later time slot when you were on earlier, my ritual was going from, Ghost? I would listen to Ghost. If I wasn't, you know, didn't have any fucking priorities to take care of, if I had nothing better to do, I would plop down in front of, plop all my jelly rolls down in front of the computer. I have two computers because I need one for each eye because I'm so lazy. I can't focus both eyes onto one computer.
And so gigantic, you have to you need a...
Yeah, I'm so humongous, both eyes are like on different sides of my head. It's kind of hard to describe. You've seen videos.
Like a flounder.
Whatever. Huh?
Like a flounder.
Yeah, pretty much. I forgot where I was going with this. What the fuck am I talking about?
Two computers.
Oh, yeah. So I got two computers, and Jesse Ventura is with me. What was your question, Jesse?
Yeah, Vince. Listen, I think she's tracking me, bro. Listen, I got to go. Make sure you tell Debbie, up the CCs, bro. Stop smoking the shit. Stop smoking the shit, bro. Up the CCs, all right? And that Miley Cyrus shit, she's got to get rid of it. All right? I got to go. I'm out. Cool.
All right. The body, folks. Jesse, the body, the governor, dropping knowledge too.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, everybody's fired up about Debbie Daly. I'd almost think that she might have some moles in here, trying to spread the Debbie Daly word.
I don't know. I think she's got too much integrity for that, don't you think?
No. Yeah. Exactly. She wouldn't stoop to that level. You're right. She's a classy gal.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you listen to her show tonight. You can tell how classy she is.
Oh, yeah, she's a class act. I missed it. I'm going to have to go back and check the archives if she didn't delete it already.
No, she already
okay,
did.
Okay, let's take a call, shall we? 111, you're on the air.
Vince, how you doing?
All right, who the fuck is this? I can't keep up with all these assholes. What's your name?
Macho Man, Randy Savage. How you doing?
God. What's up with all the wrestlers?
Listen, I want to send Elizabeth over there to give her the smackdown. I want you to help me do this, man. We could help each other.
I don't get down like that.
Come on, man. We could help each other. Let me smack her around.
Oh, man, I love you. I love you. I love you. I don't know who the fuck you are, but I love you. And please come again. All right, let's take a little brickety break. I've been...
Thank you, very nice.
This fucking song, I played it last night, and it's stuck in my head. It's the gayest song in the world, but I love it. So I'm going to expose you all to my own little personal guilty pleasure. I'm going to have these guys on my show, too. Or I'm going to try to get them on my show. But they're from the South Bay, so represent. This is the Limousines with Internet Killed the Video Star right here on BTR. I'm Vince in the Bay. In the Bay.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. I'm Harris Faulkner, joined today by...
Mrs. Bash.
Coming up, the president and Democrats...
They're hot.
...and tax cuts. So they say. You can't protest if you haven't actually read the material.
No doubt. An ooh factor of 10.
I was just, ooh, and they're just... but, you know, I'm on the other end of the fish chain. Can you eat a piranha? I'm from the South. We fry everything.
I would probably eat that.
Yeah, it'd be good. Serve it with fries. Well, we are minutes away from President Obama arriving. Stimulus. Crucial speech on jobs, and dare we say, stimulus.
Did I miss that?
I don't think it's really just him. I think he probably has some people. I'm Harris Faulkner, in for Julie Banderas, and we are live, flexing some political muscle to resolve a flap over Old Glory. How's your golf game? Well, golfers will tell you, it's a game that soothes the soul. Rusty, we found a place for my 5.5-inch heels, finally. More trouble tonight, just two stops as we go across America. Have a good one.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Calls 347-826-7667. Shouts out to the chat room. Off the hook tonight. I really love it. I appreciate it. And I missed how to pronounce that name. Adabize. I don't know. Alaskan King Crab's back. I love that name. Beach Bum 55, Calvin Brodus, Carlito of Mexico, Fat Red Dragon, Frank Abaldo, Kishu, Matilda Blankets, Metro Retro, Patty Come Home, Peter Givens, Philopat, and Sloppy Swarm. So everybody's saying Vince. Hey, everybody, I love it. And anywho, if you guys want to join us, the lines are wide open. Do we have Deepak with us still? Do we have a Deepak of any sort with us? Deepak Chopra, hello? I guess not.
No Deepak.
Right. That's fine.
You know, actually, Vince, I was on a plane one time with the actual Deepak Chopra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How'd that work out?
Pretty good, man. I mean, we didn't go down in flames or anything, so I guess they're not all terrorists.
I ran into him in an elevator in New York City. I used to work in Midtown Manhattan, and I worked at this sound and communications company that did a lot of work with a lot of movies, TV shows, reality shows, music videos.
Mm-hmm.
I used to run to sets all the time, and I ran to one set that he was on, and he was in the elevator when I rode in the elevator like 30 floors with him. I didn't know his name. I recognized who he was, but I didn't know his name. It was like I didn't know his name until after the fact. I just recognized him from TV. I was like, this Indian dude, I know him from somewhere. He's like a doctor or some shit. Yeah. Fuck, I don't know his name. I was like, I would have tried to say something to him because I was stuck in the elevator with him for 30 floors in an elevator.
So, but, hey, man, are you Oprah Rich? Is that how I know you?
Yeah. Aren't you Dr. Phil?
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I ran into, when I lived in New York and worked in New York, I used to run into fucking people all the time. Like, I worked with Jay-Z. I worked with fucking RZA from Wu-Tang Clan. I worked with all kinds of cats when I lived in New York. It was pretty fucking sick, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I just spent some time down there recently, man. It's a great town.
That's right. You were just there for some premiere or for the Jason Ellis show, something having to do with that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Ellis was he was in New York for the week, and then on Wednesday he had the premiere for his show on Fuel TV, and he had a little get-together for his fans at the bar and shit, so we hung out, but, I mean...
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, wait, so where does he broadcast from?
Normally he's out of L.A., but...
Oh, right on. Cool. Yeah, I'm going to have to listen to that guy sometime. I don't know. I know you worship him, and there's something and there's some dragon motif going on too, right?
It's Red Dragons is like a skate company and shit, and he turned it into sort of a mantra and whatever. I mean, it's just sort of something he says, and yeah.
Dude, this chick that was playing, she was on my show this week. She plays violin and she hula hoops, and
at the same time.
Yeah, and I got video too. I'll post it later, but on my YouTube channel, it's youtube.com/VinceInTheBay. Well, anyways, went to the show with Gabby Lala, and her opener was her violinist. You know, it was just her violinist with this dude with a little 808 drum machine thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like playing loops and stuff, and she's playing this electric violin and running it through all these kind of like effects and stuff and just making all these tripped out weird sounds and but playing the violin and hula hooping at the same time as well. It was just insanity.
Sounds like an Indian rope burn to me, man. I would not enjoy that at all.
Yeah. All right, let's take a call here. 111. What's your damage?
Oh,
it's Deepak again. It's another Deepak.
The original.
Yeah, of course, the original. Yeah. All right, what's
listen,
up, Deepak? What's on your mind, bro?
I remember you were on the elevator with me. You had some nice eyes, I say. You were very handsome.
Oh, you remember that, huh? You remember that? I was trying. I didn't know your name. I apologize. I know now, though. I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, no. Listen, Vince, that day you were on the elevator, did you cut the cheese? I smelled something very awful. I thought it was someone else, but you had a funky smile on your face.
Yeah, that was me. You caught me. You caught me,
oh,
Deepak.
Oh, not good. You misaligned my chakra with that one. Oh, very, very
my bad.
Good.
Yeah, that's okay. My bad.
So what is going with you?
What is going with me? Well, not much. You know, just doing the show, the super ultra late night show. We got a lot
very
of people
good.
Lined up to call in. I think it's going to be a good time tonight. So strap yourself in, kids.
A word of advice to you, Mr. Vince. Do not start a war with Miss Debbie Daly.
Wait, you were just a second ago. You were telling me how much you hated her. What are you talking about, dude?
No. That is the evil Deepak Chopra. I am the good one.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't want to start a war with Debbie Daly. I love Debbie Daly.
I think
she wants to start a war with me though. Like her tone on my show last night. I don't know if you heard my show last night.
Yes,
but,
I did.
But at the tail end there. If you tune at the, if you missed it, kids, tune in at the tail end, maybe the last 5 minutes in. I get a little house call from Debbie Daly, and she sounded a little hot under the collar, to tell you the truth.
Oh yeah,
and, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's getting a little frisky.
Very hungry.
You need to really listen to the first part of her show tonight, my friend, and you'll find out just how much she wants to start a war with you.
Let me see.
I missed it. I've totally missed it. So I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah.
You must not be a pussy, Vince. You must actually meet force with force and cancel out each other.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you're giving me conflicting
opinions.
I got a lot more calls to get to. Let's try this one. 619, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, doing pretty
Hello.
Good.
How are you doing, Vince?
Hey, I'm doing great.
I want to be directed to your talk radio. He said all you did is spout racism against black people.
Who told you that?
Django's blog.
I have no idea who Django is.
He said all you did is spout racism. Yeah, you should check it out. It has your face defiled with. It's like he's calling you a neo-Nazi of our generation.
That's a new one. I'll have to check it out, dude.
Yeah.
Do you have the link for
that?
Do
you want to get the website?
Yeah,
I got the link. It's very racist.
Nigger.
I don't even know. What the? What was that?
That was nothing. That was There's a fly in here in the studio. It's buzzing around. It makes weird noises.
Okay.
Patriot Greg.
Hello.
Hey. So what else is on? So what else is going on? Okay. Besides that, besides the garbage that people are saying about me on the chat room or the whatever the thing you're talking about,
yeah,
what else is going on,
you right now.
What?
Yeah. I think that maybe they're attacking you. I'm talking about this website that talking smack about you, saying you're racist and neo-Nazi and stuff. Your radio station.
Do you believe everything you see on this website and websites like it?
No, but I don't see a warning like this website where I'm from. It says the stories and information posted here are artistic works of fiction and falsehood. Only a fool would take anything posted here as fact. I don't see that warning on their website, so I'm not sure. I'm going to have to listen for
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Cool.
Moving on. We got a 334 area code. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, dude? What's on your mind?
Hey, man. I came from that site that dude was talking about where they're talking about neo-Nazis. And I was listening to that and that. It's pretty legit, dude.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
941, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, who's that?
Hi, this is Jeff.
Jeff,
what?
What's up, dude?
That's not Jeff. That's Gay Ryan. I know that voice anywhere.
Yeah, you got
winning.
It, man.
So what's Jeff/Gay Ryan or whoever you are, what's on your mind tonight?
I don't know. You say it's Free Ball Friday.
Yeah,
so
dude.
It's Free Ball.
We are.
What does that even really mean? Like not wearing underwear?
Pretty much.
So you're wearing underwear?
No.
Vince
I'm
is not wearing anything at the moment.
No, I'm wearing
but
pants.
My lip.
You know, you have to wear pants. You have to wear pants.
Yeah, it can't be Free Ball Friday if you're not wearing anything. You wear pants with no underpants. That's the deal.
So I have
do
to
I
wear.
Have to
wearing
the,
my lip. Huh.
Do I gotta? Yeah. Here, while she's wearing.
I put
my
pants back on then, or do you want to stop?
All right, so to explain it to this guy, I'm going to have to do this again. Here you go, folks, a little Free Ball 101. All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus. In America, too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator, too. It's a long day living in the bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free balling. Yes, I'm free balling. Yes, I'm free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated. All right, so hopefully that squared things away. We have a 520. Is that... Hello? Hello.
It's me. It's Kiku.
Oh, it's you. Okay.
Yeah, I dropped.
Okay, so then I'm sorry. Then there's a 111 that's unmuted now. 111, you're on the air. What's up? Hello, 111. No.
Man, the army is strong tonight, isn't it?
All right, we had a few people that were waiting there. And there were like three or four people queued up there, and after I played that track, they all went away. I think they all had the same question about the name of the show, Freeballing or whatever.
Well, I hope that cleared it up. I mean, it was pretty clear at the end of it there. You said what it was.
Yeah, absolutely. It was pretty cut and dry.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay, Kishu, and Fat Red Dragon. We're taking your calls. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667 is the number. Thankfully, we clarified the name of the show by just playing that track. I didn't have to answer the extra calls. That was handy dandy. So,
I'd like to hear from Beach Bum 55 if he doesn't mind calling in and putting his dog on the microphone. I would.
By dog, what do you mean by his dog? You mean
what I mean. I just wanted to. You know what I mean. Just tap.
Because we've had some pretty almost borderline obscene tiny chat sessions with Beach Bum 55.
Oh, I know. He gets right out of hand sometimes, but I'm just hoping he'll put the dog on the phone.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Anybody's welcome to put their dog on the phone, their kid on the phone, their pet lizard on the phone. I don't give a shit. It's 12:30 in the morning. I usually am like laying in bed, drooling on myself at this point. And instead, I've decided to do a show. I don't know. God knows why.
Well, you're doing better than me, man. It's 3:37 here, so.
All right, so Sloppy Swarm is getting ready to hightail out of here. Apparently the trolls are getting restless. They want orders. I don't know what sort of orders they're looking for. I understand they want to attack Debbie Daly. I don't know why they need permission from me to do it. They seem pretty intent on what their target is, and hey, you know, I didn't hear her show, so I can't tell you where we're at. You know, if somebody would like to fill me in, I'd love to know. But there is no troll wars as far as I'm concerned. You know, Debbie Daly.
What the fuck is a troll war?
You didn't. Well, if you go into the archives of my show, you'll see a couple. There was, I would say, the end of December, beginning of January. There was some serious trolling going on late night on BTR. There was Bill Wagoner came back on the scene for a little bit. Debbie Daly was rocking it. I came back onto the scene or started making a name for myself, whatever you want to call it. And there was just craziness. People were just trolling back and forth. Hosts were going after hosts. The One Angry Jew came on the scene. The Skype assholes came on the scene. Cowpoke came out of nowhere, started talking smack. It was just out of control. For Goofy Bone was going nuts. It was gnarly for like a good like month. It was really fucking gnarly. And then it kind of just died down. And it was really fun. That was the funnest I've ever had on BTR. That's like the golden years. The golden ages of BTR for me was like probably end of December, beginning of January. Look at those shows in my archive if you want to get a perspective.
No, that sounds good, man. I guess I get more of an idea what's going on. That's cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. So now these new trolls, these new guys that are trolling in my name, in part, I guess, right now. I don't know. They're looking for orders. I don't know where they want me to go. Send them to. They obviously want Debbie Daly's blood, and she's not on right now, is she? Or she's on her network. Go over to her network. I'm sure you can bother her over there. But she's not here, and I can't do anything about it. Sorry.
We had lots of fun with her tonight. It was a good time.
You were over there? What happened?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Me, the monk was over there. Hajanel was over there. Yeah, she'd put us on for each varying amounts of time, and then as soon as any of us started to make any sense, of course, she would mute us, and then once the show was over, obviously, she deleted it.
What was the topic?
I didn't actually catch a topic off of her. I was entertained for probably the first 10 minutes I was listening to it, and then she, you know, obviously flipped a bitch, and like she usually does, and man, she lost me. But at that point, we were already winning, so it was cool. But I hope you got the recording, man, because there was a lot of good material there.
I didn't hear anything. I was gone. I went to a show. I was at a show the whole time. I was just enjoying a great performance by Gabby Lala. I got a little bit of it on my camera, but I wish I recorded the audio. I dropped the ball on that one. They were making some really interesting noises, and there's a lot of cute girls. It was just all chicks. It was all chicks, dude. I almost felt like not doing my show just to try to scam on chicks. They were going to go to an after party. Actually, I could probably still go to the after party after my show. They were going to the Boom Boom Room. I don't know what's up with the Boom Boom Room, but that's where the after party is, and I might head over there after my show if I'm feeling up to it. But yeah, it's just all chicks. And there's like one or two dudes in the entire place. And yeah, it was fun. I had a really good time. Oh, I learned something tonight, actually. I was out. There was a falafel shawarma place across the street. And during one of the set breaks, I went across the street to this falafel joint. And I like shawarma. I like chicken shawarma. But I also like falafel. So sometimes I go to places and I'll be like, hey, can I get chicken shawarma and just stuff a couple falafel in there, dude? And they usually like they wince a little bit and they go, oh, okay, fine, whatever. So I tried the same thing with this guy and he's like the fucking soup Nazi. He's like, no.
No like, falafel for you.
No falafel. No, you get side order of some falafel. I can okay, I'll pay for a side order, just stuff it inside there.
Yeah.
No, cannot do that. No, what are you talking about? This is like fucking against your religion? What the fuck are you talking about, dude? Just, isn't the customer fucking right? If I want the falafel smashed up inside my goddamn shawarma, smash up the goddamn falafel and put my shawarma, or else I'm getting the fuck out of here, you asshole.
Dick?
No. Falafel no go in shawarma. All right, fine. Fuck the falafel. Just give me the shawarma, and I'm done. So he's like, oh, fine. No. So he gives it to me, and I'm like, whatever. So I sit down. He's like, and then he serves me my food, and then he kind of feels bad. I could tell because he comes out of nowhere and gives me a fucking falafel.
Did he?
Fucking asshole. Here, on the house, falafel.
Oh, man, he just wanted to, yeah.
Fucking
like
dick.
Like a falafel power trip.
Fucking falafel Nazi, dude. What a fucking ass fucking chin. Dude, so at least I got to like break up little pieces of the falafel, put it on my shawarma, and I finished eating it. It was good. It was great.
It's not the same as getting it stuffed in your shawarma, though.
I know. Exactly. You can't top it, but it was the next best thing. I did what I could. Fucking rubbed it in his face. All right. People are dialing in and then dropping off. Are you guys bashful? Did we scare everybody off? All right. Well, it's all good. We got Alaskan King Crab, Beach Bum 55, Fat Red Dragon, Kishu Zikova, Matilda Blankets, Metro Retro, and Philopat, and Tracy Gamore. Tracy Gamore, you probably have the busiest screen name of all time on BTR. Congratulations. Oh, boy. So it's Friday.
Free ball Friday.
Yeah. Well, technically it's Saturday, so I can stop free ball and I can just take my pants off now.
Nah, it's just wait till I leave, man.
All right, when are you leaving?
At the end of the show.
Oh. Sorry,
well,
Keisha. Keisha, we'll do it in the OT, okay?
Well, I can go in the other booth.
No, I was actually hoping. No, it's okay. Never mind. I'll tell you later. It's Vince in the Bay hanging out with Fat Red Dragon from the 420 Grindhouse. I'm trying to get as much information out of him as possible about what the hell happened on Debbie Daly's show. Suddenly, I feel like I missed out on a big, huge piece of the puzzle. Like, you're telling me this now after the whole fucking swarm of warriors leave, that the gauntlet was thrown down. What was she questioning you about exactly?
You asking me?
Yeah. What was
she? Oh, yeah. Apparently she had some trolls in the 420 Grindhouse the other night when I went off about her appearance and her drug habits and all these things. I mean, these are things that she's openly broadcast in the past. I mean, we all know it. And I exploited it, turned it into good radio, and she apparently and understandably took offense to it. So she called us out tonight, the 420 Grindhouse crew, the whole crew, she called us out. And Monk called in, and I called in, and the first thing I said to her was, "Hey, Debbie, you're doing a great show tonight. As far as saying that you don't put on an entertaining show tonight, I rescind my comment. You're doing well tonight." You know, based on the subject matter that she had. And we just tried to explain our position, and I tried to defend the point that I think she's a talentless fucking skank. And that's just my opinion, you know. And she didn't want to
totally
hear it.
Subjective. Totally
yeah,
subjective. It's fine.
Completely.
It's fine.
That's
not your
my opinion.
Not your cup of tea. It's fine.
My opinion only. My opinion only. Don't ever get me wrong. Anybody, it doesn't matter what show I'm on, I'll say the same damn thing. Doesn't imply the host in any way. It's my opinion. But
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, she didn't like it. So, anyways, she went off on us and kept muting us. And, yeah, it was a big cry fest.
That's too bad. You know what? I actually on the way. Oh man, I don't know. I had a break during the show, and I actually called in to Debbie Daly's line and just to kind of listen in, and all I heard was dead air. So was there a point in the show where there's just dead air?
I'm not
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, only for like 30 seconds or something, but yeah.
Because it must have been just timed right when I called in. That's so weird. I called in just randomly, just out of curiosity, and it was completely like it sounded like
she was playing a song, and then it went something happened.
She was,
and it
signed on and everything. For all I knew, I was on because it said Blog Talk Radio, and it and all that jazz, and I was on the show. I was listening. I didn't press one.
Yeah, she was having some
nothing.
Issues tonight.
Yeah, it was totally blank.
I didn't listen to all of her show. I just listened to some of it on and off. But, yeah, she was, like, definitely giving Fat Red Dragon some hell, meeting him a bunch. And I don't know. I keep telling her I want a reading, and she won't take my call, and she won't add me on Skype. I'm getting angry about that. I want a goddamn Debbie Daly reading.
Yeah. Oh, I've had a reading.
It's a fair request, really.
She gave me a reading. It was fantastic. It was... Oh, I think about it all the time. It's really hot. Really, really hot. Mm-hmm.
Well,
then
cool.
She's got hard again. Hot.
Oh. Like I said, man, tonight she did a pretty good show, but usually it's friggin' drivel, and I can't believe that she had the audacity to delete the show tonight. It was just terrible.
You don't know Debbie Daly. Let's take a... Oh, we have a 111. I thought they had their hand up. My bad. If you want to jump in here, 111, press number 1, and I'll put you on with Fat Red Dragon, Vince in the Bay, and Keishu. Fuck, dude. It's Saturday?
I think.
It's Friday, dude. Free Ball Friday.
No,
well, now it's Saturday.
It's Saturday now.
Right.
It's
Saturday. 12:50 a.m.
Shortless Saturday. So I took off my shorts.
Hot.
All right. you in a second. Let me take this call. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Bob.
Who?
Bob.
Bob?
Well, from the show.
Bob from the show.
Yeah, the other show.
Okay, sorry, Bob. That was, I don't know what show you're talking about.
Well, Vince?
Yeah.
Can I talk to the Fat Red Dragon?
No, he's not available. Sorry. Moving on. Is there somebody else that wants to raise their hand? I see another 111 with the hand wanting to go up. Now, was that me or was does that sound like the one I agreed to?
Sure, I wouldn't wager a guess, but
Keisha, did that sound like the Judy?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
I thought he was muted on the line.
He was. He left, and I think he blocked his number. Let's see if this is him again. Go ahead. 111. You're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Yeah. Hi. Who's this?
I'm wet right now.
Who?
Oh, Jew.
I'm
you
wet.
Nigger. That's definitely the Jew.
Yeah. I don't like it when he does try to do like gay stuff.
Yeah. He's mad. He's mad.
Why is he mad? Did you turn him down? Did he make him pass at you?
No, he blocked me. He blocked me on Skype, and then so before you came back, I made this comment. I was like, I'm gonna tell Vince that he should mute the fuck out of the Jew tonight. And then when you got on and I asked you to, you did. So he's mad.
Oh.
He's jelly.
It's all good.
But I asked nicely. You know, it wasn't like I was like, you have to mute the Jew.
Oh, totally. Yeah, no, it was just a mere suggestion, and I took it. I thought it was a good suggestion. Thank you. All right, let's take another call here. 111, you're on the air.
I like to talk to you about the thing you've been doing on that show. Yeah, but
this is a Black Conservative. Hey, Black Conservative.
Well,
he's
a Black Conservative, the most erudite mind on Black Talk Radio. You know, I am black on the outside, but we think we don't win. What are we talking about on this show, dude? We're talking about whatever.
You know what we're talking about? We're talking about Debbie Daly. That seems to be what's in everybody's mind. Everybody wants Debbie Daly, so I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you a classic cut. This is Debbie Daly, Bill Wagoner, and One Angry Jew at their best in The Knights of BTR.
Like sand through the hourglass, so are the Knights of BTR.
The subject of the conspiracy.
What conspiracy is that?
I don't know. What are you doing over there, you golden voice thing, you?
Oh, all kinds of good stuff. I'm just a little bit relaxed tonight. Just chilling out a minute. Talking philosophy here for a minute here. I'm talking about cool things.
Well, you know, philosophy is what did that song say? Is a dog on or something. Yeah, I'm having a show. It's sort of a slow show, but I don't care. I just was bored and wanted to play on BTR.
Well, it's Saturday night.
Well, la-dee-da.
There he is.
Hi, Chad. Get back to my show.
Well, it seems BTR banned one of my IPs again.
Well, that's what we got to learn. I told you the other night, man. I told you. I've been telling you.
I'm not sure
why.
I'm not sure why they did that, though.
Yeah, if you could buy this platform, what are you talking about?
That's all right. I can change my IP at will now.
That's right. Easy. You guys ever heard of the band Pantera? Either one of you?
No, but I've heard of the color chart.
Okay, you ever heard of Metallica?
and I loved eating that in that restaurant. They got great bread.
Okay, you hear their Metallica? Well, I'm the Metallica singer. Okay, I'm that heavy hardcore Pantera singer. That's me.
Right. And what sing in Metallica?
What's that?
What do you sing in Metallica?
Oh, I can do anything by Metallica. It's no big deal.
The Black Conservative has been asking people on his show to contribute money to pay for BTR. Now, have you seen where he lives?
No, I don't even know his name.
His name is Kenny L. Bolton. Used to be a pastor, but he's been defrocked. Kenny has people on his show saying, hey, I'm on disability, I'm on SSI, I can't afford it, but I'll do without HBO or I'll do without cable for a month to keep the Black Conservative show going. Meanwhile, he's collecting money on PayPal and probably collecting 10 times what it costs him to pay them for a month, and sitting there letting these people who have no money give him money. And that's what he's all about, because all his court records
show. Somebody does that, Jew. When somebody does that, who's the idiot? You know, I mean, the beggar, or think about it, the beggar or the giver.
The idiot is the grifter.
Is that me or you, Bill?
Yes, it should be. Yeah, it should be. Oh, it should be buyer beware. But these people believe in the Black Conservative. He's a grifter. I think that's what it's all about.
So you and Debbie buried the hatch, obviously.
I was never angry at Debbie.
Oh, give me one. You hate my guts, bitch.
Debbie,
you know.
Debbie
you
thinks I'm one of the most evil people in the world, but I'm one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Let's make BTR history. I love you, Jew.
No, we're not making that tonight. But
you're a good buddy. Yeah, I've always thought you're a good guy. I always stuck up for you.
Great guy.
Now, I just can't stand these rumors, Debbie. I can't stand these rumors about people saying that you want me dead. I don't understand that.
Jesus Christ, I'm a goddamn soccer mom. I want you dead. Jesus Christ, how stupid is that?
I know, but it's like a constant... No, I don't believe it, but I hear these things. And I go, what are the freaking hell are we...
You should hear what I hear.
I couldn't imagine.
You should hear some of the shit they tell me. They played an audio of you. Check this out. And I can play it for you right now if you don't believe me. They have an audio of you saying, I have 10, this is you talking. Boys, I have $10,000 in a Visa prepaid card for y'all if you will go and kill Debbie Daly. It's on YouTube. It came out today.
What?
This is Vince in the Bay, and these are the Knights of BTR.
So, yeah, that's that.
She's so talented.
She's amazing. She should win an Emmy or a Tony or an Oscar, all of them.
Consecutively.
Yeah.
37 in a row.
The Susan Lucci, the opposite of Susan Lucci, she should win every year.
Ugh, God. She's winning all the time.
Aren't we all, though? Just to be in the same boat, the same network.
Winning!
Yeah. I can't tell you what it meant to get, like, 3 minutes of fame on her show tonight. It melted my heart.
She won't take my calls anymore. When she sees me on the switchboard now, she just doesn't even answer.
Yeah.
In fact,
she mutes her show.
She mutes her show, apparently. I tried calling in today. She muted her whole goddamn show.
Exactly. I heard that. And she muted me 3 times, and then the 4th time she just hung up on me because it's not that I was vile or vulgar. I was just making too much sense for her to really deal with.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, you're making a lot of sense right now, and it's kind of starting to blow my mind, bro. You better chill out.
All right, I'm gonna just calm down.
You might have a problem. You might have a condition where you just blow people's minds on a regular basis.
Well, you know, I've been accused before, but it's never been proven.
Hey, I missed Johnny Cush tonight. Did he do a show tonight?
I think he did, but I was still on the Debbie Daly
on the
dick.
Double D tip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know how that be. All right, let's take a call here. 111, you're on the air. Hey, 111.
That might be me, John.
My conservative.
What I tell you is.
You know, one of the first times I ever did tongue twisters was with the black conservative. It was designed for him, actually, to stump him, and he got it correct. It was kind of crazy.
Nice. I remember that show. That was a good show.
Yeah. Good times, good times. Oh, I played, speaking of tongue twisters, if you missed last night's show, I played tongue twisters last night with the Skype assholes.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
They did very well. They did a very good showing. They did not win. They got to the very end, and they almost got the really hard one, the imaginary, whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
Menagerie. Sure.
The imaginary menagerie bit. They got really close. They got all the way to that one. They missed it at the very end and lost out. They were playing for the opportunity to take over my show because they wanted so bad to take over my little internet radio show. They wanted it bad.
Man, none of them had a credit card so they could get a month free or anything like that. Nothing like that.
I'm sorry. I got distracted with the chat. I just looked in the chat and all I saw was. Kishu saying, get on Cam Naked. Who's getting on Cam Naked, Kishu?
Oh,
Tracy or Philopat?
Platt. Yeah.
Philopat? Okay. Philoplat.
Yeah, he was talking about why can't everybody talk about having sex with each other. Not when they get on Cam Naked.
Hey, honey,
you're patriot-breaking. We might have to unmute the Jew just for a little while.
Why? Why do you need him? Why is he being how is he being reasonable?
And how do you know?
Okay, we're at war at the moment. Okay, that's what's going on, if you really want to know. And
okay.
We don't have to be at war. We can all get along. And he can tell us about his happy endings. And you can, fab in my mouth or something.
Okay, all right.
Hold on. I had to type for a second.
All right, sure, no problem. Sounds like fun.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
That's fast. You're
on your back?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Ready for it.
Get comfortable, honey.
Oh, I'm always comfortable when I'm around you.
Oh yeah. Let me dim the lights here. Get some mood music going here. Where's my? There we go. Oh yeah. Wow, Kishu, you look amazing tonight. I'm so glad that you decided to come over to the show.
No way. You're not looking too bad yourself, baby.
You got amazing hips. I like the way you sway them back and forth. That's really nice. And you have a sparkling pair of personalities. And I like macaroni.
I'm making some macaroni right now.
I've got a wet noodle for you, sister. And it's not macaroni. Something else.
Yeah.
Like fusilli, I think, or something. I don't know.
It
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You don't want to get mixed up with a guy like me, sister. I'm no good for you. I tell you, I'm no good for you.
I'm already mixed up, baby.
Oh, there's no turning back, damn it.
Never.
All right. What do you think, studio audience? What do you think of Kishu? She's amazing, isn't she?
Show your tits! 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 Show your tits!
Relax, guys. Settle down. Sorry, Kishu. Or you can flash them. That's cool. No problem. Or not. Don't worry about it. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. So, have you ever heard of that, like falafel not going inside of the shawarma? Does that sound unreasonable to you?
It's hilarious, to be honest. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
He was adamant. He would not let. I was like, I didn't want to push him too hard, but I pushed him a little bit. I was like, why can't you just? I mean, I was like, when I broached it, I was like, yeah, can I get some falafel in there too? Is that extra or anything? And they're like, oh, no falafel. I was like, oh, you don't have any falafel? They're like, no, no. I was like, oh, you don't? And then I looked over, I was like, there's some falafel right there, dude. And he's like, no, 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 no. I was like, can you just fucking literally just crush it up and put it in there. Come on, dude. It's not a big deal. He would not. It was like, it's one of those things where, like, I think if you go to, like, a Vietnamese restaurant and you ask for soy sauce or something, they're like, this is not Chinese food.
Yeah, this is really crazy, to be honest. Like, I don't know. It's just really, I think that's silly. You can go ahead and unmute the Jew. We're good now.
All right, fine. Jew, what's up, dude? Hello? 111, you're on the air.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you would call me a black man, not a Jew. We glad you do that. You know, being the most erudite mind on Black Talk Radio, it could be the good show, the more black conservative show, and get all those chocolate coons and bastard beans, whatever they like to vote for that on my way. We hang up on them and tell them that they're...
That's what you wanted? You want that unmuted?
Was that him?
Yeah, that was him.
You did really good. I didn't think
that was him. That's the closest I'm going to get to having the black conservative on my show.
Wow, that was pretty win, actually. I would have never thought that was the Jew.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, I don't know. He wanted to be unmuted, and he unblocked me. So I said, okay, you can, you know, I'll tell
him. Well, it's very nice to meet you. She won't unblock and block, and she doesn't want to block. I listen to you.
Is that Deepak Chopra now? Wait, is that Deepak Chopra?
You are some man, some imposter, telling you Deepak Chopra on your show. Very, 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 very bad imitation of me.
Oh, my God.
I'm so confused now. So the Jew is like 20 people.
Dude, I don't know if you figured it out. Well, actually, it doesn't. Some people are pretty good. Some people are pretty good, and the Jew has better voices than others. Like that Bob voice, I don't know what the fuck that was. That was terrible.
That was funny, but you could tell it was him.
Yeah, that was horrible. But the Deepak one, I like the Deepak, and I like the black conservative.
Both of those I would have never even known.
And I don't know if you know, but Benjamin Solomon is no longer going to be the co-host.
What? Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Benjamin Solomon, he told me that he could not be on the show because my language is not exactly up to his standard there of us.
Oh my God.
I said, "Where you little Jew fucking you? You want to bail on me? Well, I come here, bust a cap right in your fucking Jew ass." That's what he said.
Okay. God, I'm tired of that, dude. go back to Deepak or something. Whatever. So, it looks like the Entertainment Commission in San Francisco is trying to push for some new rules for getting into clubs and concerts in San Francisco. This is kind of scary, actually.
What do you mean, new rules?
It says, greetings, dance clubbers and event goers. Welcome to San Francisco. Feel free to patronize the club or festival of your choice, but just remember that the following regulations apply for all events in and entertainment establishments with capacity for over 100 people. You must pass through a metal detector to enter the premises. You will be ID scanned, and your ID will be maintained in a database for at least 15 days, ready to be made available to the police upon request. A high-visibility camera will be watching you from the entrance and exit points of the premises, and they will keep a recorded database for at least 15 days when one's available. These rules don't exist yet, but isn't that insane? These rules don't exist yet, but the city's entertainment commission. Can you believe that there's a fucking entertainment commission? Like, what a waste of taxpayer money. Like, there should not be a goddamn entertainment commission. Is there a language commission? There probably is.
You know, I was going to ask you, have you ever heard of a band called The Faint?
The Faint?
Yes.
F-A-I-N-T? Yes, I've seen them. Yes. They're awesome. I saw them when I lived in New York.
Were you in San Francisco in, like, 2005?
No.
Because I saw them play in San Francisco in 2005.
Oh.
In, like,
no, I haven't
May
seen them play in
April.
San Francisco. I probably
that was when
seen,
I was living
what?
There, when I was living at that Embassy Suites on Polk and Turk, when I was telling you about that. Okay, well, anyways.
Nice.
Yeah, it was cool. I lived there for 4 months, almost 5 months, and it was just really fun. I was like 17. It was good times.
Oh,
anyways,
that's incredible. I would have fucking, that would have blown my mind. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
that's,
well, I had a fake ID and, like, you know, I was good.
Well, naughty.
But I can't remember the venue. So the love of God, it's been driving me crazy because, like, that venue was actually pretty cool. But it was out in kind of like a weird district, like almost like maybe a warehouse district. And I remember, like, when I was coming back home, like, the bus, like, it only ran, like, every hour out there, which was weird because everywhere else I ever went, the bus was, like, every 20 minutes.
Oh, was it the Pound?
No.
The Faint? They must have played.
It had to be a decent-sized place.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's the tour I saw them on, but in New York.
It was the Faint and around, Bright Eyes.
No, I didn't see Bright Eyes. I saw them with somebody else. But they were awesome when I saw them. I forgot. I gotta find my favorite Faint song. I don't have it up right now. But they do have a song called Erection, which I have as well. It's Free Ball Friday and Vincent the Bay hanging out with Kishu. She's lovely and talented and sexy and sassy. And Fish Tank Shitter, who is brilliant. He's one of the cronies over there at the 420 Grindhouse with Cannabis Monk and Hot Janelle. And she is hot, dude. I love the pictures she puts up. It's always her, like, bending over so she shows her cleavage. And
there's always plenty of titty in her avatar shots, man.
She knows how to work it.
Yeah, she knows what sells, man. Sex and controversy.
Absolutely. So what's up? So, hey, big shouts to everybody still hanging tight in the chat. Alaska King Crab, Beach Bum 55, Fat Red Dragon, Kishu, Zikova, Metro Retro, Mr. Login, Philippat, and Talking Blubbity Blubbity, Tracy Gilmore. Yeah. Good times. And the Jews here. Let's see. And we got another 111 on the line. What's up? 111, you're on the air.
Yeah, I want to talk to that Fat Red Dragon.
Hey, Jew.
You made a comment a little bit ago that Debbie Daly gets rid of her shows.
Yeah, I think she did. I tried to download the one that I was just on earlier.
I have it.
Hey, nice.
Yeah,
I
want to
hear it.
I
want to hear it, too.
If you want it. Oh, listen to you, Mr. Moot Button over here. You need a good slap.
Let me give you a hint.
Hold on. I'm talking to Fat Red Dragon. Now, hold on. All take right. it easy. Let me help you out, Fat Red Dragon.
Okay.
If you subscribe to her show or anybody's show on Blog Talk Radio through iTunes, just by hitting the little iTunes button on their page, they can't delete the iTunes version.
Oh, okay.
But you have to make
sure
you set up your iTunes.
Yeah, as soon as you make sure your iTunes is up and running, and you'll get the show.
Okay.
It downloads automatically onto your iTunes if it's open, and you have your settings set up.
Well, I appreciate that info, Drew, and you can probably see where that episode might be a little bit special to my heart. So if you feel like it, send it over to frdradio@gmail.com.
frdradio@gmail.com. Well, expect an email from oyvang@oneangryjew.com.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
FRD Radio?
FRD Radio.
Red Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got it. Sending it.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Hey, Kishu, you have any plans for the weekend?
I do not.
Oh, let's go to the park.
Okay.
We'll have a picnic. We'll just put out a blanket and bring sandwiches and we'll frolic in the forest.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Naked.
Can we go to the Exploratorium?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. That place is awesome. I haven't been there in so long. God knows what they have in there now. Can you imagine?
I know. It's been about 5 years since I mean, I was
so much shit has happened.
I've been to San Francisco, like, you know, just like a year ago. But it's been about 5 years since I've been to the Exploratorium. So,
no.
I would really like to go there.
Yeah, for sure. Let's take another call here. 111, you're on the air. Leo, you're on the air. You have been waiting patiently. Is that what that was all? Hello? Go ahead. Hello? It's just an echo change. Oh my God. Blah, blah, blah.
Is it just that Blog Talk is going nuts tonight, or what?
No, that was somebody that called in, and I think they put they're trying to do like a feedback loop of the show.
Oh, okay.
It was just an internal feedback loop. That was kind of a trip. I wanted them to keep doing it, but they hung up.
Yeah, that was neat.
It scared the shit out of me at first, though. When I first heard it, I was like, "What the?" I thought there was like some technical shit going on, but it was just they had some weird feedback loop thingy going. So whatever. Might have been the Jew. Yeah, let's see if this is the Jew. 111, you're on the air.
Oh, when the saints come marching in. Am I live?
I don't know if it was such a good idea to do a show this goddamn late.
Exactly. You know, you don't know who's going to fucking call.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know how the hell. Are you drunk? Or are you just like tired and delirious?
Especially on these late
nights. It's 4:20 where you are right now.
Whatever.
It's 4:20 where you are.
Not 4:20 yet. You got about 30 seconds for that to happen.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Is that
a
special number for you?
Yeah, it is.
I used to date a girl in college. She loved threes. So she would get off at 3:33. She was nuts.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's fascinating. Thanks, dude. Okay, and in celebration of 4:20 for the East Coasters, let's take a little 4:20 break here, and I'll be back in a minute, in a couple of minutes, to close things out with Kishu and Fat Red Dragon. If you want to jump in here, better do it quick. 347-826-7667.
If you smoke a lot of weed, here's some tips. You have to take steps. You have to be proactive. I know it's weird, a proactive stoner, but when it's time for me to renew my driver's license picture, I get high as hell. Do you feel me? I get to the parking lot of the DMV, and I hotbox my car like I got three or four other motherfuckers with me. Then I go take my picture because I want them to think that I look like that all the goddamn time. Right? That way when they pull you over, what seems to be the trouble? You can go. You got to stay calm. Don't panic. I get pulled over a lot. Surprise. Apparently, I fit a profile. Cops can't wait. They don't even have a reason. I can see them just making shit up on the way to my car. You know what I'm talking about? Just, woo! You know. We wanted to make sure your headlights work. Man, it's 12 noon. Well, you can't be too safe. Yeah, well, I just ate all my weed. How safe is that? Right? I'm on a 3-week tour. I got a rationing program in effect. He just fucked it all up. You know how hard it is to find weed in Rock Springs, Wyoming? Not very, because I'm social, but it's not. It's not my kind of weed. I'm hyper-competitive, too. I really am. Oh, man, I can't play for funsies. I just get... Oh, I get caught up. I was in a circle jerk one time. And I came in first and third. I swear to God. I was tired for days. I smoke a lot of weed. I do. You know marijuana used to be legal, right? Till 1937. The founding fathers, Jefferson, Washington, all those guys, they used to grow it. They used to smoke it. The Declaration of Independence was originally written on hemp paper. Hemp, which is marijuana, which is pot. Look it up. It makes better paper than trees, better fabric than cotton, and you can smoke it and talk about shit. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Write that down. We'll forget. Don't forget. They wrote shit. Ben Franklin was in charge of writing shit down. He had the fucking almanac. That was it, dude. Penny saves a penny errand. Ooh, good one. All right. They tease him. Yeah, you save your pennies because you never chip in on the sack, little freak. Ben Franklin smoked a lot of weed. He's flying a kite in a thunderstorm. That's all I'm saying. He invented bifocals. Woo! People say to me all the time, Guy, you do a lot of drugs. I don't. I don't do a lot of drugs. I do a few drugs a lot. There's a difference. I love the bong. I got a collection. I got like 10 bongs in rotation right now. I got one down for repair, and I got one that I'm saving for the Antique Roadshow. 15 more years, you're right there. Oh, I see you have a 1975 Mind Circus Ceramic Wizard Bong. Indeed I do, Chris. Old Gandalf has gotten us through many a dark age. Well, you know, a bong like that could bring 5, maybe 6 ounces at auction. Oh, I'd never sell it. Give it to my son. I'm so afraid my kids aren't going to want to smoke weed. Not with me. Not like, I'll meet you at recess. I got this shit. But like, you know, when they're older and shit, hey, son, you turn into a fine man. Come smoke a celebration blunt with your dad. Happy birthday. Dad, you know I got to be up early to be at the stock market tomorrow. No son of mine's going to have a job. Where'd I go wrong? You were going to circus school. What happened? Stoners will do shit, but they're creative. They'll make a pipe out of an apple, toilet paper tube, tampon applicator. They don't give a fuck. Somebody hollered at me one time, use a pop can. Pop can makes a great pipe. I thought she said, use a pumpkin. I'm sitting there, hell yes. Use a pumpkin. Scoop the seeds out of the fucking pumpkin. Put them in the oven. Take some bong rips, your seeds are done. That's a healthy snack. You can make pie. Hey, this pie tastes like pot. Of course it does. It's pumpkin pot pie. We gon' burn an ounce to this. Jeez, the whole town. Why you motherfuckers bounce to this? I ain't tripping, I got a pound. To my roof, a barbecue in the jacuzzi, this is it. Standing on the couches, every nigga and bitch that's around me, glasses lift. They say we wouldn't do it, but we did. Point proven, muscle car collection, couple old ones, couple new ones. Girls in all directions, couple fake ones.
get confusing, choosing who from who, so I misuse them. Run through them like socks one night, then I'm out. I'll get another pair while I'm out. She don't listen from my horn, she wait to hear me flying over a house. Gold streams, Levi jeans, and Lamborghini dreams. Nothing wedging in between. Spit a rep for a team, jets over everything. I'ma smoke a joint for Amalgam Digital. I already had the plane, they fitted with the missiles, though. Yeah, and we gon' burn an ounce to this. G's up, O's down, why you motherfuckers bounce to this? I ain't trippin', I got a pound of this. I get it, it's been it long, got time to count the shit. Yeah, and we gon' burn an ounce to this. G's up, O's down, why you motherfuckers bounce to this? I ain't trippin', I got a pound, right? I get it, it's been it long, got time to count the shit. Yeah, Belvedere yeah. Vodka, lemonade, swimming in the same glass. Better keep it moving. Blow it fast, it's not easy, cash. I work for blood, sweat, tears, weed, ashes in my shirt for.
Alright, that's enough of that bullshit. We're going to close this shit out. It's Vince in the Bay. I'm going to wind it down here. Thanks for coming through, everybody. Appreciate the love. I know it's genuine. I know you all really care so much about joining me here that you've stuck it out to the end. I love you all. Thanks, Alaskan King Crab, Beach Bum 55, Kishu, Metro Retro, and Philopat, and Tracy Gamore, everybody that called in earlier. Kishu, any final words before we say goodbye here?
Yeah, just thanks for doing your show, of course, and for having me, like always.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you definitely you need to do your show every night because... What would I do without you, then? I would be really seriously lost.
Well, maybe I'll do a private show for you one of these nights.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're here. Thanks for coming through again. And we're going to say goodnight to everybody with a track from The Faint.
Yay.
This is Erection. The song's for you, Kishu. This Erection is for you.
Hi.
Enjoy.
Erection.